Time to bring in Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. Good morning, Dash. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David. Doing well?
Good. All right, so no moonshine this weekend. That's coming up, right? So what was on the plate this weekend?
It was this weekend.
I'm sorry. It was moonshine.
No, it's coming up.
Oh, that's right. He did say
Dash is going to make a quick appearance in Jacksonville and get back for the moonshine.
Yes, that's right. I'm actually flying from Atlanta to Jacksonville Saturday morning, get there about 10 o'clock, cover the game, get back to the airport, spend the night, fly to Jacksonville Sunday morning about 7 o'clock, and be back in Dawsonville by 10. So that's the game plan for
that
me this weekend.
That is awesome. All that for moonshine. Yeah. I love it.
And that's right.
Was this past weekend?
Past weekend was good. Got a chance to go back home and see the folks for a couple of days, kind of get away and have to watch some football on television. Unfortunately, there wasn't many good games to watch.
I know it was funny that the games that look like that you wanted to see or looking forward to, especially Saturday night, were all blowouts. Michigan, Penn State, Auburn, and Arkansas, and LSU, and Ole Miss, and Notre Dame, and Southern Cal. wasn't a great night as far as the results, but it's always nice to have that off week. I guess the players were off Friday, Saturday, and yesterday, so hopefully they'll be good to go for this week.
That'll be good to go. I actually watched more baseball this weekend. Watched the American League Championships Friday and Saturday. Got the first baseball action I've seen. But yeah, the players are all got a few days off. Got a chance for some quick R&R, and they're back at it today.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com. All right, are you in the camp of this Georgia team is playing so well, they're put together so well, they can't lose this game, or it's the Georgia-Florida game, look out, weird things seem to happen down in Jacksonville to the Bulldogs. What's your take?
I'm probably in between there somewhere. I'm like you. I've been to a ton of these Georgia-Florida games. I've been to some games where Georgia's been a heavy, heavy favorite and going down to Jacksonville and laid an egg. But there's something, again, I think it's a little bit different about watching the team this year. I think it's just because all three phases of the game are playing pretty doggone well. I mean, the defense, special teams, offense. This is a very good team. I know some people like to say other than maybe Notre Dame, Georgia hasn't played anybody yet, but I don't know if I really agree with that. This team is playing some very, very good football, and I think if they just take care of their own business, I think they'll win this game this weekend and win it relatively handily.
Now, Dash, I'm kind of not in the camp of needing to have that cautious optimism going into this game just because everything that both teams have done this year, and I know that Kirby even says you can't, take past games or anything. You got to take it one week at a time, and you got to look at each game individually. But just everything that has happened during the season up to this point makes you think Georgia's going to win this game. I mean, is it kind of foolish to have that kind of thought?
Well, you look at the struggles that Florida's had offensively. I think that's the biggest thing that everybody is looking at, where Georgia's defense has been one of the best in the conference and in the country this year. So, Felipe Franks, the quarterback for Florida, is completing 63% of his passes, but his quarterback efficiency range is like about 131, which is right at the bottom of the league. So you take all the different things into account, what one team's weakness is, what one team's strength is. I think that's why a lot of people are feeling different about this Georgia squad this year.
Anthony Dasher, UGASports.com. Are we good on getting players back? I know Natres Patrick is still not going to play, but how about everybody else?
Well, we saw Trenton Thompson and Terry Godwin both were practicing last week on the day we got to go out. So those are two obviously very big ones. Reggie Carter as well was back practicing on Tuesday, last day we were out. Still up in the air question marks, I guess, about David Marshall and Daquan Hawkins-Buckle. We believe both of those young men are dealing with concussion, and we'll have to wait and see if they're practicing. If they're practicing today, then I think there's a chance they play this weekend. But right now, we just don't know. Of course, Pat Allen, the offensive lineman, I don't expect him to play. Haven't got any kind of official word yet from Coach Smart about what his injury was, but the way he had been held off the field against Missouri, I doubt he's going to be available.
Here's a weird question for you. Do you think if the Dogs were still getting on the bus every day and having to go to the other practice fields like last year and didn't have the indoor practice facility, do you think this team would be 7-0?
That's a good question. One I have not thought of, but I don't know if you can go quite that far, but certainly having an indoor practice facility has affected the team, I think, in a very, very positive way. To be able to get out of the sun, get out of the rain, and they've been able to get more work in. So maybe in some way it has, but that's a good one. That's one I have not been asking me yet, one I haven't honestly considered. But I do think it's been a big benefit.
You know, I know, the reason I was asking it that way is because, you know, last year was all the noon kickoffs, and there was a transition in the coaching staffs and all that stuff, and I get it. But it just feels like this year it's just been – and I was thinking about the weather right now. I know this afternoon it should be okay as far as the rain goes. Mm-hmm. The rain's supposed to move out of here. But I was just thinking this morning, it's like this could have been another one of those days where there's no practice – you know, you don't have options, and you got to go out and work out, you know, or you got to call the Falcons, or, you know, and it's like they don't have to do that anymore. And it just seems like little things like that that just make things – you know, easier and make you appreciate when you've got, you know, nice toys to play with like Georgia does right now.
No doubt. And I probably can't even put into words for Kirby Smart how nice that is, how much of a pain in the you know what it was to have to pick up your entire team equipment and drive to Flowery Branch or whatever, or make other changes in their schedule, just waste time, waste effort, waste energy. And it's just something that's not good. And so, I think most people will tell you it was about time that Georgia finally did get their indoor and let so can no longer to worry about those problems.
Now, Dash, obviously Jake Fromm has had some growing pains, you know, earlier on in his time as a starter. The Notre Dame game was a tough one, but Georgia, you know, gutted it out. And now it seems like Jake Fromm is kind of flying on all cylinders. I know he had that interception against Missouri, but his ability to just bounce back from that kind of thing, I mean, it's almost like his poise and moxie are just kind of light years ahead of where they should be at this point.
He doesn't seem to let mistakes bother him. It doesn't seem to scare him away from getting back out and trying to, you know, be correct in what he does, if that makes any sense at all. He's gotten better, in my opinion, every game that he's played. He's done a little something a little different. Now, granted, I think you'll probably see some defense maybe try to do some different things maybe he still has not seen yet. But, again, with his preparedness and ability that he's shown so far, I think he's going to be fine.
Hey, I'll change the subject here a little bit. Dash is a Georgia Southern grad and a South/coastal person. Is that how you would kind of consider yourself? South Georgia, Georgia. What do you?
Yeah, they call themselves Coastal Empire down in
the Coastal Empire.
Coastal Empire.
I hear you.
Like Star Wars or something.
Yeah. What's your take on what's going on at Southern now?
I'm surprised it took them this long, to be honest with you. I've known Coach Summers for a few years. You know, being me from Tifton and, you know, worked for Coach Bobo, but it wasn't working out. And I'm kind of surprised they didn't make a move maybe a couple of weeks sooner. And what happened this past weekend, I know, was just no excuse. I mean, you don't get blown out, 52 to whatever, the 20-something by a team that's also 0-7 on the year.
Yeah.
They had to make a change, and so it's going to be very interesting to see what kind of direction they go. Do they go back to, Georgia Southern obviously had their most success, and they've been like more of an option team. And I'm curious to see if they kind of try to go back to that with whoever they bring in this next coach.
Because they've kind of gone like to the kind of more of a spread now. Del McGee, I mean, that's what Georgia fans want to know. How big of a target do you think he'll be for them?
I think maybe at one time, just me talking, I think they probably should have kept Coach McGee as the head coach when he was interim there a couple years ago. But I don't know now if you see them going back to him. I just don't. I don't see that. I mean, names I've heard are pop up of, you know, the running back coach at the Naval Academy, for example. Right now, I'm talking about getting back to that more of an option-based team. But I don't see Coach McGee going. I mean, that may be an idea that's floated around down in Statesboro, but I don't see, sitting here right now, I don't see Coach McGee, you know, being a fit for that job.
By the way, one of our emailers, Jeremy, said tongue-in-cheek, they should go get Paul Johnson and make him the AD as well and bring him back. He could do do both. I don't know how that would go, though. Again, like I said, tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know if I picture Paul Johnson being the administrative type. I'll just put it that way.
No doubt. But it is bizarre to see Georgia Southern in this situation.
0-8, that's something that, they've never been in. So it's a different animal for those folks down there right now for sure.
Talking with Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.
Dash, I hate to do this, but I got a text from someone a second ago, and they asked me to ask, and I am a man of the people, so I am going to ask this question. Jacob Eason.
Yes.
You know, he's obviously not the quarterback for Georgia right now, and if the offseason comes and Kirby says all the right things about the competition being opened back up or whatever, because he always talks about, you know, there's a competition for every position every week. But at the same time, it seems like Jake Fromm has entrenched himself as this team's starter. Justin Fields will be coming in next season. So right now, I mean, it really does seem like we're probably seeing the last few games here with Jacob Eason as a member of the Dogs. Are people reading too much into that, and is it too early to even speculate on that?
Coach Mark will probably tell you too early to speculate, but I don't think it is. I mean, I'll be surprised if Jacob Eason is still with the team next year. I mean, it's nothing that, that ill will. I think he feels toward Georgia or anything like that. But if you're a young guy like that and you want to play, you want to have a career in the NFL, so you want to go somewhere where you have a chance to reach those goals. And I don't think any fan should, or I don't think anybody in Georgia should begrudge the guy or look around and see what was out there after the year is over. I mean, obviously, this guy's still got a huge hole to fill the rest of this year in case something happens to Jake Fromm. But I think Jacob, once the year is over, will kind of, look around and maybe evaluate his options and see what happens. But if he does leave, I mean, that's going to – Georgia's kind of back in the same position a little bit, just as like it is right now. Only two scholarship quarterbacks on campus, and would they try to go out and sign a second quarterback to go along with Mr. Fields, coming in next year. So it'll be a lot of moving parts there, in my opinion, if Jacob again does decide to go, which, I have not heard anything for sure, anything like that, but just somebody watching, looking from the outside in, it would surprise me if he didn't.
Boy, I got to love the just the fun talk. Like, I guess the – not fun talk, but the off season, it just never stops. The recruiting, the roster management, yeah. It never stops. And, there's good problems to have and there's bad problems to have. And, luckily the Dogs are in a situation where they're in a good position at this position. But like you said, you don't know from year to year. And I know it's kind of fun to talk about or speculate, but, man, I can't stop – obsessing over Saturday coming up here with Florida. So what's like you said, you'll be down there for about 24 hours and then getting back. So I know it's going to be probably your strangest cocktail party just for the amount of time spent down there.
Because I always used to drive down, and my family's from down that area, so I always got a chance to go back home. But not this year. It's going to be a different little feel to getting down to Jacksonville. It's had been for me and Nola. Games I've been to in previous years.
Dash, always great talking to you. Safe travels, and we'll catch you again next Monday.
Hey, we'll see you.
All right. Anthony Dasher from UGASports.com.